I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. Oh, I'm no longer a slave to fear. Oh, I am a child of God. You unravel me with a melody, and you surround me with a song of deliverance from my enemies, until all my fears are gone. And I'm no
top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast is Friday, November 12th, 2021. So speaking of slaves, captives, liberty and captives, Jesus quoted Isaiah 61 in Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release or liberty to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to set free those who are oppressed, to proclaim the favorable year of the Lord. And so, you know, you say, well, how does that work? How are you supposed to do that? Well, it's interesting. In John 8, he said, verse 31 says, so Jesus was saying to the Jews who had believed, to those Jews who had believed in him, if you continue in my word, then you will you are truly disciples of mine, and you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. And then they say, they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never yet been enslaved to anyone. How is it that you say you will become free? It's kind of like Americans saying the same thing in light of what Andy just said. I mean, we're Americans. We're free. But like Jack Otto said, it was only the land of the free as long as it was the home of the brave. So Jesus answered them, truly, truly, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is the slave of sin. The slave does not remain in the house forever. The son does remain forever. So if the son makes you free, you will be free indeed. And the way that looks and the way that works out is not, you know, according to what I think or how I think, because his ways are not our ways. And you see a very contrasted view of the outworking of that in places like 1 Corinthians chapter 1. I call it the dream team. If you've seen the movie The Dream Team, you know, that's what Paul is saying. Remember, brethren, there were, before you were called, there were not many among you wise, not many noble, etc., etc. You guys were the short bus crowd, because that way the world can't say, oh, sure, you know, of course this guy. No, the world looks and says, this guy, these people, so that God gets the glory. So anyway, enough about that. There's another point I'll come back to. Back to the phones. Fred in Iowa, thanks for calling. Welcome. We have Fred.
All over the page, but Andy kind of helped out. But the website that I promote and mention frequently, AmazingDiscoveries.org. Andy, listen to what I say, everybody. AmazingDiscoveries.org. Now, I don't know how to guide you through the web page, but I'd like to get you onto three lectures, and I'll explain what is happening, and you'll understand. Now, I'm going to read out of Matthew 24, and I'm going to start at verse 3. And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, that's Christ. And the disciples came unto him privately, saying, tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of the coming and the end of the earth? 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. 5. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. That's happening right now. 6. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, all the time. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. 7. For nation shall rise against nation, which is happening, kingdom against kingdom, which is happening, and there shall be famines, which is happening, and pestilence, which is happening, and earthquakes, which is happening, in diverse places. 8. All these are the beginnings of, I've got one eye anymore, of sorrows. 9. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. Well, now, who do you think they're going to be delivering up to be afflicted? It's Bible-believing Christians. And I'll come in with this statement right now. 99.9% of Catholics are ignorant. 96% or 97% of Protestant Christians are ignorant. Don't read your Bible, study your Bible. Okay, with that statement being made. Then they shall deliver you up to be afflicted and shall kill you, and ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Now, when you think about all nations, you think of a country or an area or a nation. It's Christians. Protestant Christian, that their world view is a biblical view. The believers, and they're an extreme minority, more than 144,000, by the way. 10. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another. And what that means is Christians will betray Christians. Protestant Christians will betray Protestant Christians, okay? Betray one another and shall hate one another. 11. And many false prophets shall arise. Now we have all these get-rich pastors and all this all over the place. And shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, and it abounds, I mean, people take every everybody for granted that they're lying. It's just a state of mind. Well, lies, we'll live with it. Yeah, okay. And the love of many shall wax cold. Now that's including Christians, Protestant Christians, Catholic religion. It will wax cold. Because what you've been talking about, Chris, for years, that you give and make a lot of sense and you quote to the Bible. Now, Chris, you know how much I love you and care for you and respect you. And when I say this, I am not belittling you one iota. But amazing discoveries and the people they have on there surpass even what you're doing, but it gives it what you've been talking about for 5 or 6 years or maybe a lifetime. They put it in the detail of all these evil societies that they can understand. Now, I've got an email now, and so I'm going to email you and have you watch some of these things. And it'll help you. Okay. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Now, that doesn't mean sleeping by your nightstand with a King James Version, a Bible, which I highly recommend the King James Version Bible, and a 357 Magnum beside it. Forget the 357 Magnum. Because the powers that be and amazing discoveries can give it to you straight. And you'll understand it. That's our government. But it's all governments throughout the whole world. So why in the hell are our gallant men going to a foreign country and killing women and children and other Christians? I don't want to kill another Christian. I don't want to kill anybody. But I must admit the big flaw in my character and what I'm having a hell of a time overcoming is anger. I would like to smack the hell out of people. And what right do I have to do that? That's, yeah. I'm thinking that I'm all and I'm correct. Well, I have more knowledge than most people about the Bible because of AmazingDiscoveries.org and firstly because of the Holy Spirit. But people, go to Amazing Discoveries, and I would like to guide you in, but I don't know how to get the website up now, but do secret societies control the world? Well, yes, they do. But you're going to understand more, and everything that Chris has given out for years, this covers it in more detail. From a biblical point of view, which Chris gives a biblical point of view. But it will help you immensely. Now, here's where I feel guilty, because I'm not as articulate or erudite as John in Tennessee. But he is one of the best missionaries on RBN. And I should be doing my part. And I feel so frustrated because I'm not doing it. Now, I hope that RBN survives. But they have many hosts that are so appallingly ignorant about the Bible that they lead people in the wrong direction. And if they don't know the Bible, they poo-poo you off and they don't want to talk about it. Now, me or John or Chris or what, and people that's listening right now on Chris's show, you know, if you get too rambunctious or aggressive, you're going to turn people off. So you've got to baby them. But I know I have rambled on here, but listen to me, people. From my heart and from my being, amazing discoveries. And just anything you go to on it, it's going to give you knowledge and understanding. But you have to put the effort forward. Now, I have rambled on here enough. God bless you all. And Chris, I'm going to get some emails to you. Thank you and goodbye. Love you all. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Fred. Much appreciated, as always. I'm going to reserve comment for now, and I'll come back to that. This is not a, I don't know, whatever, theological or religious broadcast. It's not intended to be that, and I've always tried to be clear that I'm not trying to sneak up on anybody. I'm just telling you where I'm coming from, and after years and years of research, you know, much of it not, there's a lot of stuff that seems kind of I mean, as you know, there's a lot of stuff that is made to have the appearance of mysterious or difficult to find or whatever, but it's really not, you know, it's not mainstream stuff, but it's not, you know, it's much of it is what I would call an alternative flavor of Kool-Aid. So a lot of that stuff. And then there's the stuff that's difficult to unearth. The search engines are pretty much worthless these days, I would say, when it comes to those kinds of things. You really have to know what you're looking for, because I think there's a tremendous effort that's been gone to in all of the search engines, really, to try to steer people away from certain things. And you'll stumble onto things once in a while, and then you can maybe piece things together if you're, you know, trying to use a search engine. But generally speaking, I think the search engines are almost entirely worthless for anything that's not just kind of spoon-fed, you know, consensus-building, herd-think kind of stuff. So, you know, after reading things that are not, that are well off the beaten path, and researching that kind of stuff, hundreds of years of history, certainly, you know, back 500 or 600 years at least, and more, but not in depth. You know, my expertise is not antiquity, I would say, but I would say, you know, contemporary Western history. I mean, from you know, Enlightenment, Renaissance kind of era forward, and certainly by no means an expert per se. I wouldn't call myself an expert, but you know, having studied a considerable amount of it and compared these kinds of things, you know, this is how I arrive at the conclusion, like I started at the outset of today's broadcast. You know, is America a Christian nation, or was there a conspiracy afoot? I think both are true, quite frankly, to put it in simple terms. But what's the point of all that? I'll get to the point in the next segment. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge, and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Click the donate button and assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee.
RBN can continue to accept donations via our PayPal account as you did before. We are not accepting checks or money orders made out to RBN at this time. If you have any other questions, please call 800-724-2719 extension 3 and please cancel your automatic payments.
The network thanks you.
This broadcast has, well, maybe it's helpful to say, as I have said before, this broadcast was born out of about 2,000 hours of initial research along, well, so, you know, I read the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency report, and during the mortgage refi boom from about 2004 to 2008, 2003, 2004 to 2008. And it sounded like a confession, basically, and that the OCC was washing their hands of the coming collapse. And so that was interesting. Then I started looking at things differently. Like really looking at things differently. And I felt like the Holy Spirit said, you will, you know, in the next 12 months, you will learn some things that are not in keeping with conventional thinking. And then those things need to get out. And then, you know, the radio broadcast came about as a result of that. And so it's always been that kind of an effort. But, you know, ironically, again, you know, in Jeffersonian fashion, enlighten the people generally, and tyranny and oppressions of body and mind will vanish like evil spirits of the dawn of day. But how is that enlightenment, as he put it, to be affected? You know, in my humble estimation, it would be biblical in nature. And so we always come back to, you know, I don't know. I guess I kind of think of, you know, what Andy was saying. And I cross that with the example of Moses and the Israelites. Just a quick parenthetical aside. Speaking of the 144,000 in Revelation 7, Revelation, singular, chapter 7. After you hear about the 144,000 described from verses 4 to 8, you hear about the great multitude. After these things I looked, and behold, a great multitude, which no one could count, from every nation and all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, and palm branches were in their hands. That's just a parenthetical aside, because that's something, I mean, if you are familiar with the controversy, great. If you're not, then no harm done. Don't worry about it. So I think of the sort of quintessential example, of Moses, you know, coming down with the Ten Commandments and saying to the people, well, Exodus 20, verse 18, all the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes and the sound of, this is after the Ten Commandments. I mean, this is immediately after the Ten Commandments are delivered. And so it says, all the people perceived the thunder and the lightning flashes and the sound of trumpet, of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they trembled and stood at a distance. This, you know, after Moses just came down from this experience, you know. And verse 19 says, then they said to Moses, speak to us yourself and we will listen, but let not God speak to us or we will die. And I don't know, I think it's easy maybe to read that and say, what was their problem? Because they had witnessed Moses doing this and he didn't die, so why would they be terrified? And, you know, it is because of their own unrepentant wickedness, shall we say, their own unrepentant hearts. It's because of what they have held back in their own hearts. It's the conviction, basically, that is terrifying them. So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the thick cloud where God was. And so, you know, the problem is we can, it's too easy, it's all too easy to allow someone to get between us and God. And the Bible says that Jesus is supposed to be our high priest. So I guess we're on a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
7-Herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, November 12th, 2021. So, what's the point of all this? The you know, the point in my mind, I think of the juxtaposition of accountable and subject to, you know, there is a conflating of those terms that happens, and it's kind of a manipulative thing, and it's a way to, speaking of coercive persuasion, it's a way to create a sort of laziness that gets people relying on others to make the decisions for themselves that they should make for themselves. If that makes sense. And sort of getting back to what Andy said, I mean, that's kind of the point of the Romans or the Exodus 20 example that I mentioned. You know, what should be happening there is, instead of seeking an intermediary, the people should be going and seeking God themselves, not trying to put someone between them and God as a buffer so that they can keep doing things they think in secret, which really are not. You know, that's what should be happening. But they choose instead to try to put someone between them and God. Similarly, you know, God tells Israel, you know, Israel says, everybody else has a king. Why can't we have a king? Like Veruca Salt, you know, I want a king and I want it now, Daddy. And God says, you have a king, just be patient. They aren't patient, and, you know, bad things follow. You know, so we're not supposed to put men between us and God. And there's an effort to cloud that point, and to try to, you know, by whatever means, put some person between us and God. And it shouldn't be that way. There's a distinction in the Bible, the concept of, you know, being subject to, we're supposed to be subject to one another, but we're accountable to one. We all will give account to one in this, you know, in this context. I mean, this, the biblical view. So, I mean, the Bible is replete with examples. Ephesians 5:21, be subject to one another in the fear of Christ. And that's kind of an interesting passage. Very controversial stuff these days, but not really. Which you see mentioned over and over in places like Colossians 3, Titus 2. But speaking of Titus 2, you know, urge bond slaves to be subject to their own masters in everything, to be well-pleasing, not argumentative. Titus 3, you know, we hear about the Romans 13 discussion, but Titus 3, 1, remind them to be subject to rulers, to authorities, to be obedient, to be ready for every good deed. That's just un-American. Maybe not. You know, I think of Patrick Henry and his, I would say, quintessential example of, you know, I smell a rat, basically, with the replacement of the articles with the Constitution. But after he had expressed his vehement disagreement and opposition, he did exactly what Titus 3:1 says, you know, and everybody said, what happened, man? Why, you know, are you a turncoat? What happened? And he said, no, I said my piece, and now it's incumbent upon me to do this, you know, to be subject, so that I'm not fomenting, you know, insurrection. It's a difficult issue. And this is why I said what I said at the outset. You know, really, it's, again, you know, there are no simple answers, which is why, you know, from a biblical perspective, all the more reason, obviously, to lean on the Holy Spirit. We can't possibly work through in our own mind, even with artificial intelligence, the assistance, so-called, of artificial intelligence. We can't work through all the intricacies of, you know, wargaming and scenario planning. But, you know, the Holy Spirit is infinitely, I guess, call it superior to all of that. So, you know, it's a tricky thing. So be subject to, you know, being subject to one another. Again, Ephesians 5:21, for example. But accountable, that's a different deal. You know, 1 Peter 4:5, but they will give account to him, capital H, who is ready to judge the living and the dead. You know, Romans 14, I talk about Romans 14 all the time. You know, it's a Romans 14 issue. Which day is the most important day? Romans 14. What food should I eat? Romans 14. Should I drink wine or not? Romans 14. You know, what should my diet be? Romans 14. But, you know, it comes down to a couple of things. Maybe three things. Verses 22 and 23 in particular, the faith which you have as your own conviction before God. Happy is he who does not condemn himself in what he approves. And verse 23, but he who doubts is condemned if he eats, because his eating is not from faith. And whatever is not from faith is sin. But verse 12 is the point here. So then each one of us will give an account of himself to God. There you go. That's who you're accountable to. And so you have these accountability groups and stuff. We need an accountability group. No, you don't. Maybe that sounds blasphemous or heretical, but I don't think so. We're not, I don't see any evidence that we give account to one another. We are subject to one another. We're supposed to be, but I don't see where we're supposed to be accountable to one another. So I am not a fan of accountability groups. I think it creates a, call it a spiritual laziness, where we are not taking the kind of responsibility that I think Andy was speaking to personally, that we're supposed to ourselves. And so I think if we started doing that more in America, things would be a lot better. We don't need to be distracted with all of these things. We seem to have a morbid preoccupation with all kinds of awful things, you know. So there is, you know, what's the latest one? I mean, there's the Rittenhouse, Kyle Rittenhouse trial that everyone's sort of caught up in. And what's the other one? What's the latest one? What's the Ahmaud Arbery trial? That's another one, which reminds me of, you know, OJ and what were the brothers' names? I forget their names. You know, oh. What were their names? You know, Menendez brothers. So, you know, there's this morbid preoccupation, which I think sort of speaks to what I call a pornographic addiction to tragedy, you know, Just a morbid fascination, and it's an addiction that feeds on itself, like any other addiction, but it's a distraction. And so, you know, I found myself asking myself last night, with all of this research and all of this discovery and so forth, you know, how much of it is really essential and how much of it is maybe a distraction? How much of it is really essential and really important, and how much of it is, you know, what Solomon says in Ecclesiastes, you know, excessive devotion to books is wearying to the body. I was a star athlete at one point, and these days my knees, man, my knees are just... Anyway, so, you know, the pornographic addiction to tragedy, the morbid preoccupation with Kyle Rittenhouse and Ahmaud Arbery and so on, that is not particularly our own. It's not like you go out and find those things. You have this device, or, you know, maybe you're on social media or something, and you get these messages that... you know, I mean, really, I think, you know, calling it a pornographic addiction to tragedy is not an overstatement. And it's, I don't think it's gratuitous or sensational or hyperbolic. I think it's accurate. And so if we avail ourselves to these things, should we be surprised that we're distracted? And, you know, if you believe the Bible and you, you know, follow that line of thinking and what I said, then, you know, we're subject to one another. But when we give account, what's that going to look like? Is it going to be see what had happened was, or, you know, I mean, it's easy to get sucked into this. And I think that's part of that whole concept that I was trying to illustrate, you know, the walking zombie apocalypse, people that don't look like the Walking Dead per se, they, you know, we all look kind of the same, but people are being snatched in body snatcher sort of fashion. You know, maybe there wasn't a husk next to the bed, but we're seeing people falling in line with the establishment narrative more and more. You know, the corresponding stupidity in the wake of the strong upsurge of power, as Dietrich Bonhoeffer would put it. So, I don't know, it leaves me thinking about, again, that concept at the end of Carl Zimmer's Mindsuckers article. You know, maybe this person is not the puppet master they seem. I mean, that sounds like what David Rockefeller wrote in his memoirs, right? Nah, they're giving us too much credit. Even though if, you know, I'm accused of being part of an international conspiracy to destroy the United States, well, I stand guilty and proud of it. But, you know, they give us too much credit, which sounds like, you know, it hints at this concept that maybe the puppet master isn't the puppet master it once seemed. Instead, it hides another puppet master within, and so there's this infinity mirror of host and parasite, but not ultimately. I mean, ultimately, there is a central plan. I mean, we hear about central planning. There's a central plan. Maybe it seems like Klaus Schwab, but maybe it's not. He and his, you know, Heaven's Gate apostles, in his, you know, regalia, full regalia. So there's a central planner. There's a central plan. This is what, you know, I mean, coming full circle in my thousands of hours of research, it all comes back to, sure, there's a central plan. It's evident, I think, going back hundreds of years. And many people have written and spoken about it, despite the efforts to cover their tracks, as, you know, folks like Patrick would have said. Evidence is still there. And so what? In a final analysis, so what? Does it change anything? I say no. Just like Nehemiah, you know, there's an effort to divert and distract. And what should be happening is whatever the Holy Spirit impresses upon each one of our hearts. And so, like Nehemiah, you know, there comes the effort to distract or to awe or to terrify and divert your efforts, to sidetrack you, what should happen? Well, maybe a popcorn prayer, as I call it, like Nehemiah, and then just, you know, back to business, whatever the business at hand is. And that might look different. You know, I don't speak specifically about those things because I think it's different for each one of us. I don't think it's for me to say, I guess. So, you know, if somebody asks about a specific thing, I'll talk about it. But I don't think it's for me to say, you know, do this or that, or, you know, it's enough to read the Bible and start with the secret decoder ring, or else it won't make sense, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, and then follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. That's my perspective. Stick around, we'll be right back.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong part, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Spider. guard this roost beyond your flowers of flaming truth, beyond your latest ad campaigns.
Welcome back.
An old man sits collecting stamps.
So, to conclude, again, this is my perspective, and I'm not trying to, I don't know, impose anything on anyone or whatever. I'm just giving you my perspective, and it's biblically oriented. So speaking of that, in addition to what I was saying, it reminds me of the second commandment, Exodus 20, verse 4, you shall not make for yourself an idol or any graven image in the King James. What's that all about? And I have said in the past that, you know, in my estimation, one, I don't know, interpretation of that, I guess, is that if you're not there, you know, maybe it's something special to you that you have made or whatever. You know, first of all, you don't want to worship the creature instead of the creator, which is hearkening to Romans 1, etc. But in addition to that, you know, what if you're not around to defend it? You know, you write a thing or something and then you pass away and you're not around to explain anymore, or to say, no, that's not what I meant. Obviously, that's not what I meant, because you can see over here, someone might take something out of context, which is a sort of, that's one of the techniques of infamy, I would say, is to take things out of context, which the devil does in quoting Psalm 91 to Jesus, stopping just short of a very provocative passage, seemed to implicate him next, but so why no graven image? Well, if you're not around to defend it or war, what happens if you're mistaken and people run with something and then this symbol becomes a fixture of something that's not necessarily a good thing? And, you know, kind of like printing the news and then printing retractions, people don't usually, they don't read the retraction, do they? So, there's the quote from the man who shot Liberty Valance, print the legend. How does that go exactly? And who was it? It wasn't Jane Mayer. It was, what's her name, who quoted that in her talk. You know, when the legend becomes fact, print the legend. That's what ends up happening with the graven image. So the point of all of that, basically the entire second hour, is, you know, from my perspective, is if you just stick to the Bible and you, you know, get the secret decoder ring as a preface or a prerequisite, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, you can't go wrong. As long as, you know, you're not getting people in the middle of that, I say you can't go wrong. Anyway, that'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope you have a great weekend. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.